Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey there, from CNN, I'm Chris DeBoe with the 5 things you need to know for Monday, March 25th. Former President Donald Trump is in New York facing 2 major legal threats. A New York appeals court says he has to post $175 million in 10 days to meet the terms of the $464 million civil fraud judgment. This gives the former president a lifeline, as he faced possible seizure of his prized real estate properties today. Meanwhile, Trump's trial in the state hush money case was supposed to start today. Instead, he's in court for a pretrial hearing. His lawyers are looking for at least a 90-day delay to look through a trove of new evidence turned over by the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. CNN's Paula Reed explains why the 100,000-plus documents could be relevant in this case.
New evidence came from the Justice Department related to its investigation and prosecution of Michael Cohen, who is at the heart of this hush money case, where they allege Trump paid hush money to Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election to help his chances, they say, in that race. And then they charged him with falsifying business records to cover up why he was paying Michael Cohen back.
Trump has pleaded not guilty to the charges and denies the affair with Stormy Daniels.
The draft resolution has been adopted as Resolution 2728.
The UN Security Council has passed a resolution demanding for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza during the month of Ramadan, breaking a 5-month impasse. It also calls for the immediate and unconditional release of hostages and the urgent need to expand the flow of aid into Gaza. The United States abstained from the vote, while 14 countries voted in favor. The UN body has debated a ceasefire resolution for months, and the US has vetoed several calls to end the war. The UN Secretary General reacted to the vote, saying the resolution, quote, must be implemented, and that failure would be unforgivable. In response to the US abstaining from the vote, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled a scheduled trip to Washington by 2 of his top advisors. That trip was meant to discuss a planned Israeli ground offensive into Rafah and U.S. alternatives. Boeing's embattled CEO David Calhoun says he's stepping down by the end of the year. The major shakeup comes as the company struggles with a series of recent safety issues. 2 fatal crashes of the 737 MAX in 2018 and 2019 killed hundreds of people. And most recently, a door plug blew out of the side of an Alaska Airlines 737 MAX in January, leaving a gaping hole in the side of the plane. The incident is currently under federal investigation. Calhoun told CNBC why he's not stepping down right away.
We have another mountain to climb. Let's not avoid what happened with Alaska Air. Let's not avoid the call for action. Let's not avoid the changes that we have to make in our factory. Let's not avoid the need to slow down a bit and let the supply chain catch up. And I've committed myself to the board to do exactly that.
At least 137 school children who were kidnapped by armed gunmen in Nigeria earlier this month have been released and are now safe. That's according to local authorities, with the state's governor saying he's met with the children's families. State police told CNN more than 300 students were kidnapped by armed bandits on motorcycles on March 7th. Recurring abductions like this have rocked the region in recent years. It's unclear why there are discrepancies between the figures and if additional hostages are being held. It may be spring in the U.S., but a winter storm threatens some parts of the country today. That's next.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
A powerful storm is bringing blizzard conditions and dropping heavy snow all the way from Colorado to Minnesota, posing the risk of widespread power outages and dangerous road conditions. The storm is also expected to spawn severe thunderstorms and tornadoes in the south, complicating the transition from winter to spring. More snow has fallen on Minneapolis in the first week of spring than they had all winter. 11.3 inches of snow piled up over the past week, and there's more expected to come. All right, that's all for now. I'm Chris DeBoe, and our next episode drops at 3 p.m. Eastern. Till next time.